Welcome to the Deep Dive. You know, in a world where switching off feels almost impossible, and stress is just, well, part of the background noise, finding real relief is crucial. So today, we've gathered some really interesting sources to explore expert massage therapy, not just if it works for stress, but how it works deep down. We're looking specifically at quality spa experiences in Sharjah and Ajman, and trying to figure out how you can choose the best place for your own well-being. Okay, so let's get right into it. Our sources really focus on the why. Why massage therapy for modern stress? What do they say about how stress actually hits the body and mind? And maybe more importantly, how can specific techniques really help fight back?
Well, what's quite striking, really, is how the sources break down the tangible effects of stress. It's not just, you know, feeling frazzled. They point to things like chronic work pressure boosting cortisol, which messes with sleep, gut health, and can even lead to chronic pain or anxiety. And the interesting part is how certain massage techniques are shown to, like, actively dial down that fight or flight response.
Dial it down. How so?
So, for instance, Swedish massage with those long gliding strokes, it's highlighted for stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system. Basically, it tells your body to chill out, slows the heart rate, lowers blood pressure.
Okay, so that's for general calming. What about deeper issues?
Right. Then you have deep tissue. That goes after those stubborn muscle knots, the ones the source is linked to referred pain, you know, pain you feel somewhere else. And there's also reflexology, mapping points on the feet and hands to organs, aiming for balance, and aromatherapy using essential oils, all presented as ways to get both that immediate, feeling and longer-term relief by tackling the roots of the tension.
That's a key difference, that it's not just about feeling nice for an hour. It's actually counteracting the physical toll. So with that in mind, what makes a spa experience genuinely top tier, especially in a place like Sharjah? What should you actually look for?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The sources suggest going beyond the usual buzzwords. They mention things like checking if a spa invests in proper air purification for genuine hygiene.
Okay, hygiene makes sense. What else?
For therapist expertise, they say look for specific international certifications, not just a basic license. And for ambience, it's subtle things like soundproofing, natural light instead of just dim mood lighting, even the quality of the towels and sheets.
Right, the small details that add up.
Exactly. And above all, it's about personalization. How thoroughly do they actually assess your specific situation before even suggesting a treatment? Is it tailored or just off the shelf?
So if you're applying these tougher criteria, where are people finding this kind of quality? Did the sources point to any surprising trends?
They did, actually. It was quite consistent. A lot of discerning clients, people really looking for that quality from Sharjah, are actually traveling to Muskan Spa in Ajman.
Really? Traveling from Sharjah to Ajman for a massage? You'd think convenience would win out.
You would, wouldn't you? But the material suggests it's not just about saving a few dirhams, although that's part of it.
So what else is pulling them there?
The term that kept coming up was affordable excellence. Muskan Spa in Ajman is described as offering a quality level that rivals, you know, those really high-end luxury hotel spas, but at a price point that's more accessible.
Affordable excellence. I like that.
And they're highlighted specifically for their highly qualified licensed therapists, a genuinely tranquil environment, like a real escape, and a focus on customizing the whole wellness experience, mind, body, lifestyle, the whole package.
That does sound compelling. But okay, playing devil's advocate for a moment.
Yeah.
For someone in Sharjah, are there reasons the sources might suggest staying local beyond just saving the travel time? And for anyone weighing these options, Sharjah versus Ajman, maybe Muskan specifically, what are the final decision points?
That's fair. The sources do offer a broader comparison, too. They look at typical treatment styles you might find in Sharjah versus Ajman, the general price ranges, facility differences. It gives you context. But for your choice, the tips are pretty practical. First, don't just scan the menu. Ask how they tailor treatments. How do they assess you?
Good point. Check the process.
Second, verify those credentials. Ask about specific certifications, how many years of experience the therapist has with your kind of issue. Third, make sure the type of massage fits your symptoms. If you have deep knots, maybe Swedish isn't the best first choice. A good spa should guide you on that.
Right.
And finally, especially if it's your first time, don't be afraid to ask for a quick chat or consultation before you commit. See if it feels right.
Okay, that's really practical advice. We've covered a fair bit today, from the real science behind massage for stress to spotting quality and navigating the Sharjah versus Ajman options.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one big thought you think our listeners should take away from all this?
I think it prompts a really interesting question about how we view wellness. Is it just a treat or is it an investment? So the question for you is, how might actively prioritizing and yes, investing in a truly personalized wellness experience, like finding the right expert massage therapy for you, actually empower you to regain control over your well-being and build lasting emotional balance day to day?